The issue of generic drugs has been in the news a lot lately because Lipitor became available as a generic drug in the U.S. A couple of days ago. And I think a lot of people are still not clear about what this means. So what are questions that patients should be asking when they are switching to a generic drug?
They should be asking if the medication does the same as the either the original drug they were taking or will be doing the same as the first drug that they're going to be using. That is, does it have the same efficacy? Does it, for example, if you take something for depression, because that's actually a major problem with generics and treating depression, will it help resolve my depression compared to the medication that was tested to do that? And this is one of the issues that needs to be answered clearly for patients. Indeed, there are some medications and generic medications, when you take them, they will work. But this is similar, Mark, to when you are used to buying a particular product. You have a brand that you buy. You know how it's made. It consistently provides you with the activity or the function that you're expecting it to provide it to you. And you're really leery about buying something that's copied. So, for example, say you buy a car and you know what the quality of the car is and you know its performance, you know how it works, and then someone else makes a car that looks the same, looks identical on the outside, but the inside of the car and how it's constructed is not necessarily the same, and you don't get the same performance out of it. That's the problem we have with generic medications in some instances, especially for psychotropic medications, is that when they are produced, they are not tested for how well they work. They are only tested for how well they are in your bloodstream. That is, it's what we call bioavailability, how much of it is actually in there. The problem is that the molecules of this generic drug are not necessarily the same in terms of the types of them that are in there. When you make something, when you make a medication or any drug, there are two types that come out, what we call a left-sided and right-sided, mirror images of them. And so only one of those will work, and the other one may not work as well. And in the brand name medications, when they are produced, you have a certain combination of them. Let's just say out of 10 molecules, 7 of them are what we call the left-sided version, 3 of them are the right-sided version. And that's what works. When a generic is produced, you may get 3 of the left and 7 of the right, and you don't get the same effect. And typically what you'll see is people that are switched from their brand name to a generic and say they have depression will all of a sudden find that they're getting worse without knowing why. So right. The bottom line to this is if someone tells you they are identical, ask them why and how they know that, because a lot of times they are not identical in that way.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.